CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Limer right here on 92.3 The Fan. I'm Danny Cunningham. He is Daryl Ryder filling in for the guys. And Daryl, there's a story that you've been all over for quite a while now. And I think it's actually one of the things that you done the best job of covering throughout your entire career, if I can actually be nice to you for a second. And that is the Browns Stadium saga, where the team wants to move to Brook Park. And now that we have the city threatening to, or I guess invoking, the Modell Law, what exactly does all of this mean? What's the latest with the stadium stuff? Because I think this is a really interesting conversation. And of all the conversations that you and I can have, this is the one I'm probably the most interested in having with you.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's ugly right now. The Browns certainly didn't mean for this to get as animus as it is, but, you know, the mayor of Cleveland wants to keep the team, at least publicly, on the lakefront. And so he is, you know, this Modell Law, which is very vaguely written.
Okay.
And what it basically says is two things. One, the team, when there's a publicly financed stadium, you can't just up and move the team away from that publicly financed stadium. But there's an issue here, and that is the lease runs out. And so
2028, correct?
Right. So does that mean that the Browns are required, because that stadium, the current Huntington Bank Field, is publicly financed, like, does that mean they're forced to stay in that building in for the rest of their existence because it's been publicly financed, even though the lease expires in 2028 and zero public dollars after 2028 are currently invested in it?
Mm-hmm.
So there's gray area there. And then there's another part, and this is, you know, I think where Mayor Bibb went off the deep end a little bit and actually got a little premature, is the other part of it is, okay, if you're trying to do this, then you have to give a six-month notice that you're vacating this, at least the six-month notice, that you're vacating the stadium, but then the local municipality then is empowered to go ahead and find an ownership group to keep the team in place.
So there's a world where they could force the Haslams to sell the team. Is that what you're saying here?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what the mayor is threatened in that letter that he sent to the Haslams earlier this week. And so the city was, when the Browns, when it became official, like, worst kept secret was they were planning to go to Brook Park.
Right.
So when that kind of became official, and that's a whole story I have to tell too.
Please, by all means, tell it.
You got 35 minutes, Daryl.
Once that became official, that then this whole movement to keep the Browns on the lakefront really kicked into high gear. County officials, Cleveland officials, but they threatened, well, we're going to sue you in court to keep you here. And the Browns said, okay, fine. We're not going to do this though on your schedule, so you can mess up our timeline to get this dome built.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take it to court now and get it done. And that's why the Browns filed the suit that they did in federal court to get an interpretation of this Modell Law and get a decision from the court. Okay, are we free and clear of any legal obligation come the end of the 2028 season? Again, I'm not a lawyer. I've read the law a billion times. I've read the Browns lease, the current lease in their existing building, a billion times.
Very exciting life you live.
And I on the surface, my view of it is they shouldn't. There should be no, once you fulfill your lease.
Like, once the lease is over, what power does that still
have? You should be able to have a clean break. The other part of this too is they're not moving the team to San Antonio. This is not the Baltimore Browns 2.0 of Art Modell ripping the organization out of they're literally
which
going,
that was the spirit of the law, right? Correct? Like, it wasn't because technically, are the Browns relocating out of Cleveland?
Right.
Technically, they are to Brook Park.
They're going 15 minutes down the street and literally across the street from the city of Cleveland limits, where the airport is there, the old Ford plant, and that's where they want to put the dome. They're going to pick up 2/3 of the cost of the complex. Between the dome and the development, it's going to be about $3.5+ billion construction project. And the Browns, or the Haslam Sports Group, I should say, are going to 100% finance the development part, which is going to be about $1 billion. And the dome portion, they want to split 50-50. Plus, the team will cover the overruns of the project. And let's be honest about it.
There will be overruns.
The next stadium that gets built without any cost overruns is going to be the first.
Yes.
Okay? So it actually could even be more. It could be a 70-30 split when it's all said and done. The issue is, though, there's $1.2 billion that has to be accounted for in public money. And the Browns say that the public money is going to be generated by the complex through taxes, existing taxes, sin tax, admissions tax, parking tax, okay, and income tax, that the taxes generated by this $3.5 billion complex are going to cover the bonds that Brook Park is going to sell for their portion, that the state of Ohio is going to sell for their contribution, and that they're hoping the county would get on board with selling to cover a county contribution. I can tell you the infrastructure in Brook Park, the cost is hundreds of millions of dollars cheaper than the lakefront.
Why is that?
Well, because there's nothing on the lakefront. You can't get to it. There's two exits. There's East 9th and West 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you had the situation this past weekend, the sinkhole at East 9th and Marginal. What a disaster that created. There was only one way in and one way out. They've had 30 years to do something with that lakefront. Supposedly, the Cleveland Browns are an economic engine for the city of Cleveland, but that building is surrounded by parking lots with the exception of the Science Center and the Rock Hall. And you've had those two facilities there since the 90s and done nothing to provide amenities around those facilities to enhance the tourism experience there. But now all of a sudden it's an issue. If the Browns leave, they're gonna cause hundreds of millions of dollars in negative economic impact to the city of Cleveland. I don't believe that. I also don't believe the Browns economic study that they put out that says that the complex in Brook Park is going to generate $1.2 billion annually. I find that hard to believe.
Well, where's the middle ground that you do believe?
I do think that the dome and the complex in Brook Park would be good for Northeast Ohio. We can, you know, we have great people like David Gilbert and the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission and the Destination Cleveland folks that, you know, bring all these great things from sporting events to movies, and they do so much to drive economic impact here in Cleveland. Imagine what they could do if you gave them a dome.
Sure.
With some development around it and some hotels and stuff like that. Imagine what they could do with a facility.
Well, that's what excites me about this, is that we would get a Final Four at some point. We would get a Super Bowl.
Multiple Final Fours. And I will tell you, this first.
I don't know about multiple, but you would get one.
I don't know that we'd get a Super Bowl, but I could see at some point this coming year, or this year, I keep forgetting, we're in 2025 now, here, as this, you know, gets more contentious, and I don't know how much more contentious it can get than it already is, I could see the commissioner stepping out at a press conference this offseason and saying that, yeah, if Cleveland builds the dome, we will promise them a Super Bowl.
I can't imagine Cleveland not getting a Super Bowl, partially because
they're giving Jacksonville another Super Bowl for putting a roof over their stadium.
Well, partially, too, because of the Hall of Fame. Because that all gets tied into this, that you can tie in Canton and Cleveland, and that's the only way you can do this. And I don't know that the Browns, or that Cleveland, I should say, would get more than one ever, but you would get one.
And another open-air and another new open-air stadium here is kind of a non-starter, because you might as well just stay in the existing one and sink $1.2 billion into that, and then sink another $800 million over the next 20 years in future capital repairs and things that have to be done. And so the Hail Mary that they thought was Burke. Well, we'll close Burke Lakefront Airport because the city did all these, they did the studies. I read both of the studies, the closure study, the economic impact study.
And you don't believe those ones either?
Well, no, it costs about $10 million if they want to close in cash. You have to write the check to reimburse the FAA and all that, right? So they could close Burke, but okay, do you really want to do that? Also, is that good land to be building on?
No.
Which I don't necessarily agree that it is. Also, you can't get to it. So it would cost hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure just to be able to get people to a new dome on that site. Oh, by the way, cost of said dome on that site's about $1 billion more, assuming that you build it now, that you have it ready to open in 2029, which that I don't think is the plan that Cleveland wants to put forward. So now your dome costs keep going up and up and up. The Browns are the reason the Browns have such a sense of urgency is they're trying to keep the $2.4 billion
instead of letting it go up, because it's going to costs are going to naturally rise just as time goes upon because things get more expensive.
So they want to get it done for this, and there should be debate. That's a massive public commitment, $1.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
However, whether it's syntax modification, which I mean, my thing is, put marijuana in the syntax, okay?
Should be.
I don't know that you need to raise the actual...
percentage?
The percentage of the syntax, but add marijuana to the syntax. I don't know, could we talk about including Lorain County and Medina County and Summit County and Lake County and Portage County in that, since this is a region?
I do think that those counties probably would take an issue because they're not actually benefiting from that,
right.
You know, that structure.
Right.
In the same way Cuyahoga County is. So I do think that probably becomes a political issue.
But again,
issue.
That is something I think should be talked about and should be debated in an open forum. But this, I just, like right now what's happening is a lot of political showmanship, if you will. Like the letter that Mayor Bibbs sent to the Haslams did not need to be sent. Why not wait until the federal court hears the case and rules on that case?
When is that scheduled to be heard?
Not sure. And I tried accessing the docket, and it's tough getting into the thing if you're not like a lawyer. The federal's a little different than the county and the local municipal courts. Those records I can turn around immediately. Federal court's a little different. But, you know, once that gets heard, then okay, if you didn't like the ruling then or something, then you go to, well, we're going to force you to sell the team. But I just kind of feel like right now it's very, and the animosity is coming from the political sphere. The Browns tried, like, here's an example of the Browns trying to be a good partner in this, all right? They told the mayor in early September, I forget the date, it was like September 8th, 9th, 10th.
Early September.
In that window. They had a meeting at City Hall. And they told him, "We're renovations off the table. We're going to pursue the Brook Park project."
Mm-hmm.
And from what I was told, my understanding is the mayor was actually pretty cool with everything. But then he said, "Well, okay, so if we do this, let's work on an exit strategy here. So we do this the right way, and nobody comes out being the bad guy and whatever." And the Browns were all in favor of that. Again, they're trying. And he says, "Well, we got federal money in the hopper right now that hasn't been committed for the lakefront. And I'm afraid if you announce this now, feds might pull that money."
Right.
Brown said, "Fine, we'll keep our mouth shut. No announcement until the federal money is taken care of." $60 million gets announced by our senator at the time, Sherrod Brown. City's ecstatic for the lakefront. Then the mayor decides, you know, they get wind, the Browns plan to make their dome announcement. So the mayor decides to hold this press conference a day early to upstage that. How's that for being a good partner?
Doesn't seem like it.
So... And like I said, and that's why this has gotten so toxic, with the way this is going down. Like it literally is now going to become a court fight.
Is all of this a bunch of nothing though? Because I think at the end, they're going to be playing in Brook Park. The Haslams are still going to own the team. Like, is it going to get messy? Sure.
Yeah.
But is it anything going to change?
My opinion, and I want to stress, this is my opinion.
Do you hear that, Owen?
I've heard it.
It's his opinion.
There will be a settlement. Regardless of what federal court rules, they may not even have to rule. Maybe they can get in a room if, you know, certain people with the county will return phone calls. Maybe they can all get in a room and hash this out. And because the mayor asked, "Hey, will you pay to demo the stadium? Can we get some money for small businesses that have been negatively impacted? Can you help contribute toward the lakefront development?" So for me, I think Mayor Bibb is, and it is his job. I live in Cleveland. His job is to protect me as a taxpayer, and it's his job to protect the citizens of Cleveland. Let's be honest about it. Most Browns fans don't live in Cleveland.
Right.
Cleveland's got a population of like 370,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone lives in the suburbs. They all come into Cleveland. What a great experience that is. to drive from the suburbs to go to the meeting lot and then walk, have to walk to the stadium and then back, you know. So, and the NFL culture is tailgate, walk to the stadium, walk out, go to your car. It's not like Guardians games. It's not like Cavs games. And look, we had our tailgates on West 6. They were great. We had massive crowds and all that. But, like, it's just different. You know, it's more of a parking lot culture with the NFL.
Right. So that's how that sport's built.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Now, do the Haslam stand to make a lot of money with parking? Absolutely. Do I think that if the city of Cleveland offered the Haslams 25,000 parking spaces in revenue, would we have gotten to this point? Probably not. But it's a business. The Haslams are running a business. But it's a very ugly fight right now. It's certainly not what the Browns wanted, but it appears that it's exactly what the mayor of the city of Cleveland wanted.
Well, I think ultimately the Browns are going to be playing in Brook Park. I don't know what the journey to getting that finished is going to look like.
The Browns cutting a big, massive check to the city of Cleveland. That's what will make it happen.
I think that's probably part of it. I think that's what will be in the future for the city of Cleveland and the Browns when that ultimately does happen. Good stuff there, Daryl.